Victor Rubin. Hello, friend, and greetings again in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm glad and so happy that you're joining us for a few moments of fellowship together in the truths of the living God. We've been talking about new birth blessings, the wonderful blessings that are ours through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and receiving Him as our Savior. Some of those blessings, one of them is a gift of eternal life, and we've already discussed what a wonderful gift that is, a more abundant life, a life of richness and fullness and meaning and purpose. And presently we're discussing about how that we have the gift of the Trinity. Through accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, the Holy Spirit of God has moved into our spirit. And we've already discussed how that Romans chapter 8 and verse 9 tells us that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God the Father, and He's also the Spirit of Christ, as Romans 8, 9 makes that clear. The Holy Spirit represents the Trinity as He moves into the life of the believer. And so we, as children of God, are indwelt by the Father, by the Holy Spirit, by the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And thus we speak of inviting Christ into our life, into our spirit. And so the Holy Spirit does that work of salvation when He moves into our spirit, as John chapter 3 and verse 6 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And the gospel, of course, is told in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, that Christ died for our sins, was buried, and arose again, victor over death, hell, and the grave. And in Romans 10, 9, and 10, we're told that if thou shalt confess with your mouth your faith in the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We confess our faith in Christ, and we believe by asking Him to come into our spirit, acknowledging that we're a sinner, that we cannot save ourselves, but believing that He died in our stead and in our place. As verse 13 of Romans 10 states, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And so, by believing in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, with the heart we believe in His death, His burial, and His resurrection. And thus we invite the Lord Jesus to come in, and it's the work of the Holy Spirit that moves into our spirit to convict one of sin, to make one realize they need Jesus as Savior, and to draw one to open their life and open their heart and ask Christ to come in. This was my experience as a young lad, even of 5 years old, because the Holy Spirit had opened my understanding through my mother, who was teaching about the Lord Jesus and His love for us, and that the bad things that we did in disobeying our parents, for instance, were sin, and that we had a sinful nature. But if we'd let Jesus come in, He'd cleanse us and make us pure and clean, and wash away our sin and come into our spirit. And so I remember very vividly the Sunday morning that the Holy Spirit prompted me to go forward to publicly confess my faith in the Lord Jesus. And I slipped out from where I was seated and where I was standing, and I went forward. And before I got to the pastor, the Lord Jesus had moved into my heart, because He knew the desire of my heart to receive Him as Savior, and the Holy Spirit was the one who moved in to do that work of salvation. So it was a work of the Spirit of God. That's why even a child can come to receive Christ as Savior and to put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why in our website, which is, by the way, if you'd like to look up our website, it's www.BBFI, that stands for Baptist Bible Fellowship International, BBFI, those are the first letters, BBFI, Bob, B-O-B, Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S, .com, C-O-M. That is our website. And on our website, we have some blue tabs across the top, and one of them says Media Library. And if you'll go to the Media Library, you'll find a list, and one of those words in the list is Wordless. If you click on Wordless, it will bring up a description and a picture of the Wordless book, which is a book that has no words in it, but it is a book that shows forth the plan of salvation. For each one of the colors represents different things in our life and in our hearts, such as the black page represents our sin, and the red page represents the blood of Christ, which was shed for our sin. And the white page represents our receiving Christ and that He gives us a clean heart or a clean spirit and makes us pure and clean. And so that document explains the Wordless book and explains what my mother taught me as a young lad and how that the Holy Spirit opened my understanding to my need of Jesus and drew me to Christ as Savior. So that website, again, if you'd like to look it up, is www.BBFI, Bob Griggs, BBFI, B-O-B, G-R-I-G-G-S, .com. That's our website. And if you will go to that website and look to Media Library, you'll see this information and many more things that you can go to. And also, you'll see Bread of Life. If you click on that, that will take you to a number of our radio broadcasts that you can listen to over the web. And this is something the Lord has made available to us through a brother that's in another part of our nation of the United States who works with computers, and he set this up for us. Brother Jim Curtis is his name, and he's been a rich blessing to our ministry, and he's the one that set up this website. So you can go to it and learn many things about God's Word that are found there on the website. Well, back to the Word of God, as we've been discussing and looking in verse 16 of chapter 15, ye have not chosen me, but I've chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit. And the Lord speaking to the disciples and to us, that we are ordained by the Holy Spirit and indwelt by the Holy Spirit to empower us to be a witness and testimony for the Lord. But then Jesus warned, you're going to be hated, because if the world hated me, you know that if it hated, it will hate you just as it hated me, because I spoke the truth and the world doesn't want to hear the truth. Verse 19, if ye were of the world would love his own, but because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Because a child of God convicts people of sin. Even on the job, you'll hear cursing and swearing. And when a child of God doesn't curse and swear, the people think There's something peculiar about this individual, and they feel convicted in their own heart for what they do, or when they tell their dirty jokes, and when they tell of their promiscuous lifestyles, and when they laugh at their wickedness, and you don't laugh, or you don't participate, you don't go along with them. They see you as different, and they make fun of you, they laugh at you, they ridicule you, because you stand for righteousness, you stand for truth. You don't go along with their wickedness and their evil actions and their cheating and their lying. And so they feel uncomfortable around you. My own daughter, when she was working for a banking system years ago in Pensacola, Florida, one of the states here in the United States, one of our cities, she was working in the banking system there. And while the boss was away, the girls would paint their nails and would trim their nails and would gossip. But my daughter would do her work and what she was supposed to do. And so my daughter was promoted above those other girls, and they disliked her immensely, because she wouldn't go along with them and wouldn't gossip with them and wouldn't waste time the way they wasted time. And so she was promoted, and she was disliked, and she was looked down upon, because she did that which was right, and she did that which was according to truth. And she did the job that she was hired to do, and she didn't stop working whenever the boss wasn't around. She wasn't just an eye pleaser. She wanted to please the Lord. And therefore, she was looked down upon by the others, but God blessed her, and she was promoted in the job. And this is the kind of person that the world is looking for, a person that's trustworthy, a person that's dependable, a person that will do the job. But the rest of the people that are not truly born again and really sold out to serving the Lord and have godly principles and right principles will slough off. They'll not do the work they're supposed to do. They'll slack off when the boss isn't around. They'll take it easy. They'll not really devote themselves to doing the job that needs to be done. And as a result, they will be looked down upon by those who do those things. And so he says, if you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world and don't live the way the world does, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you, because you speak the truth, you stand for the truth, you want to obey the truth and do that which is right and pleasing. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. Till next time, goodbye.